Ray Philippon, U.S. Army veteran, Gold Star parent, who encourages service and has become an advocate for veterans to honor the memory of their son, was killed while serving in Iraq, and the mother works as a program coordinator at Resilience Grows Here, a veteran initiative of the Farmington Valley Health District. And they will share their story at a free veteran coffee house program at the Wallingford Senior Center on the 27th of November. Ray, good morning, good morning, good morning, and it's great to have you with my partner and myself.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on your show.
Ray, good morning. And, you know, I was just saying, you may have heard before going into the break there, you know, I live in Wallingford, and there are three or four houses pretty much near me in the same neighborhood. And you know, every time I drive by, you know, the houses, and I see how they display their Gold Star status. You know, one, there's a big Gold Star over the garage. Another couple of ones, there's a smaller one right by the door. It really, you know, really makes me think, and for you and your family that went through that, you know, I extend my deepest sympathies, and you know, I admire what you and your wife and family are doing here.
I think this is fabulous.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, even though that's probably the worst thing that you can go through, losing your child in war, we've also been very blessed. And when you go by those people's house, just say a prayer for them, because prayer has truly lifted us up and gave us strength to continue to move on.
What made you get involved, you and your wife and your family, Ray, after the shock, obviously, that you felt when your child was killed? What was the process that made you move on and kind of extend yourselves out to other folks who've been experiencing this?
Well, you know, you really have two choices. You can either just die inside and wither away, or you can stand in the gap. You know, with us, we're very strong in our Christian faith, and it's given us the strength to step out. And one of the things we always think about is when we're asked to speak, we never say no, because Larry had the courage that day to go into battle, to go into that house, knowing the insurgents were on the other side, and he didn't hesitate. So we're not going to hesitate.
Well, you know,
and we're very blessed to be able to share his story.
You know, Ray, this is the kind of an interview that affects both of us sitting behind these microphones this morning, because this is heroism. Mm. That describes the word heroism. And to have parents like yourselves that just go on and on and on and help others, That is the wonderful thing that you are doing, the two of you. It's fabulous.
Ray, I would imagine that when you do these things, like everything else tragic that happens in life, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that a lot of the folks you run into just want to vent about it and talk about it and get as much of their emotions out of them. Am I right?
Yes, I mean, many of them just want someone to listen, and we're good listeners, that's for sure. But because we've also gone through the same experience, and we also are, you know, in constant contact with those that served with Larry and others that have served in battle, we're very familiar with what they're experiencing, what they have gone through. So, one, we listen, and sometimes that's all it takes. Other times, just a simple piece of advice, or just to simply pray for them and with them. Mm-hmm.
You know, could you, Ray, give our radio audience just a little bit of what you say when you do something like you're going to do? It's free Veterans Coffee House program on the 27th of November. How do you do this?
Well, we'll be sharing our story of service, and because we both served, my beautiful bride of 37 years, Lisa, and I met in the Army, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I was a sergeant, electronic intelligence interceptor, and she was a specialist for electronic voice interceptor as well. But, you know, as you know, as Gold Star parents, you know, our son, Lance Corporal Lawrence Philippon, he was killed in action in Operation Iraqi Freedom on May 8, 2005. That was actually the second day of Operation Matador, where they were rooting out insurgents along the Syrian border. That was also a Sunday here in the U.S., and it was Mother's Day, and it was also our 24th wedding anniversary. So, you know, that has impacted a lot of people, the fact that it was Mother's Day, but also that it was our anniversary. And, you know, the divorce rate for parents that lose children is very high. And we beat the odds. You know, we've been married 37 years, and we went through something that, you know, most people struggle to go through. So I think they look to us because we have stayed married, and, you know, we're strong in our faith. And, you know, we can give them support just by, you know, offering advice.
Can you?
Go ahead. So we'll just be speaking about our journey as Gold Star parents. And, you know, we also believe the best way to honor Larry and others who've made the ultimate sacrifice is to love, honor, and care for those who are, you know, their brothers and sisters in arms, because they are struggling. And we also, you know, will be speaking about the importance of supporting our veterans and encouraging people to serve, because less than one half of 1% serve, you know, their country. I'd also like to say, you know, we've been very blessed by the support we've received from our Vietnam veterans. I mean, they, you know, they did not want the veterans returning home from war to experience what they did when they came home. And they exhibit a special courage after everything they've endured.
Mm-hmm. So you see a lot, you see a lot of Vietnam veterans turning out at your events?
Absolutely.
Really? That's wonderful.
Interesting.
You know, and when the troops come home, they're there, you know, meeting them at the airports, and just they're there for them because they've experienced it.
Yeah, they went through hell when they came back. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes,
so it's coming. It's coming up, Ray. The Free Veterans Coffee House, Wallingford Senior Center, on the 27th of November. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
At 10 a.m.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, Ray, you have made our morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, we don't look at it as anything special. We're just doing what we do, and if we can help someone, then we're blessed by that. You know, we appreciate your support for our family and for all veterans, guys. And Brad, I know you served as a Marine, and I want to thank you for your service. You know, our country's better for it. And, you know, I just want to, you know, hope that you and everyone listening will have a blessed day.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, so once again, if you folks are interested, it is a free Veterans Coffee House program at the Wallingford Senior Center on the 27th of November, thanks to Ray Philippon, U.S. Army veteran and Gold Star parent. So, folks, if you drive around and you see that Gold Star on someone's home, like Ray said, say a little prayer. Stop and think of what folks like he and his wife went through. Brad, we have news coming up.
News coming right.